I'm your host, Sean Kelly McPherson. This is the October 9th meeting. Oops. Fix that. This is the October 9th meeting of the KPFT LSB. We appear to have a quorum. Our secretary had an emergency and at the last minute cannot be here. So I will call the roll. I have the list of delegates, members, and Susan has offered to take the attendance and keep track, act as secretary thereafter. So with that, Teresa Allen. Teresa. I'm going to circle back. David Britton.
Here.
Thank you. Lillian Kerr.
Present.
Adrian Casanave.
Present.
Joseph Davis. Lyndon Foley.
Here.
Henry Faust, I believe, asked for an excused absence.
Yes.
And at the end, we'll take up the excused. Bob Gartner?
I see. Present.
Good.
Present.
Rob Lee is not here. Mike Lewis?
Mike Lewis is here.
Anita Long?
She requested an excused absence.
I think I saw that. Cheryl Lynn? Don't see her. Marianne Martinez? I think Debbie said she asked for
an excused absence. Yeah.
I myself am present. Sean Kelly McPherson. Tori Mercer?
Here.
Stuart Nance?
Yes, I'm here.
Rick Norris?
An excused absence requested.
Frank Pratka?
Excused absence requested.
Jane Scheidler?
Present.
Debbie Smith?
Present.
Egberto Willis? Hearing no answer. Susan Young?
Here.
Teresa Allen?
Present.
Okay. Is there anyone, present who did not hear their name? Hearing none.
Rajat.
I didn't hear my name. Rajat Chopra.
I don't have you on the list. I'm so sorry. Okay. Rajat Chopra.
And Sandy is present too, for the record. Thank you.
And not present, Glenn Etienne.
Okay. All right.
Was Nancy here?
Nancy's not a member.
Oh.
And Sandy, yes, Sandy is here. So, is there a motion, excuse those absences requested?
So,
before you do that,
I'm sorry, can you repeat the names?
I will read the names, Adriana. Somebody said, Max, did you ask me to wait?
Yeah. Was that you? I would just like that person identified who, I think gave three names near the end of the roll call. The female voice. Was that you, Susan?
No, I asked if
just identify yourself.
Oh, it was Debbie. I just asked if Nancy and you said she wasn't a member.
Okay. Is there a motion to accept the requested absences?
I so moved, and I will list them. The requested excused absences are Henry Faust, Rick, Rob Lee, Anita Long, Marianne Martinez, Rick Norris, Frank Pratka. That's it.
We have a motion to excuse those absences. Is there any objection?
Now, didn't she mention Glenn?
Yes, she did.
Oh, okay.
No, apologies. I say Glenn isn't here. I don't think he requested an excused absence. He may not have noticed.
Is there any objection to excusing those absences? Going once, going twice, hearing none. Before we move on, call the agenda. We have another attendee, number ending in 8288. I just want to make sure we don't, is that a member or a member of the public? And they left. Okay. They were exposed. All right.
Mold. Shine some light and they disappear.
All right.
Sorry, the people have the right to be here and not.
Nobody suggested that they don't. I'm going to call the agenda, read the agenda and ask its approval. Call to order, which was, supposed to be 7 o'clock and we did it about 7:10. Roll call, we've done that. Agenda approval after I've read it. Next is to ratify the email election to fill the, LSB vacancies. We've allotted 3 minutes to that. Shouldn't take long. Announcements by the chair, including vacancies and, non-disclosure agreements. We've allotted 5 minutes. Minutes approval for the August 14th, 2024 meeting, 10 minutes. Staff recognition, 5 minutes. Interim general manager's report, 15 minutes. As always, we have a hard stop at 8 o'clock, for public comment, for which, there's 30 minutes allotted. At 8:30, the PNB representatives report, 15 minutes. KPFT LSB committee reports, 5 minutes each. Any unfinished business, there shouldn't be any, but 10 minutes. New business, 10 minutes, and to confirm the next meeting date on November 13th, 2024, and then to adjourn by time certain, not later than 10 p.m., can be earlier. Is there a motion? Is there any discussion regarding the agenda?
Adriana, I have my hand up.
I can't see while I'm reading the agenda. Yes, Adriana.
Yes, I want to add my motion. I send it to everybody.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, sir. Did you give me the floor?
You have the floor, Adriana, please.
Thank you, sir.
At your leisure.
Thank you. We need to solve, in my view, we need to solve the lack of vote and approval of the motion to fill the vacancies in the KPFT Delegate Assembly on September 11th. And before we ratify the results, I move that we approve this motion. I send it to everybody. And I think that it's a good solution that can avoid discussion and delays. We know that in order to have the tellers to conduct an election, we need to approve it. They cannot act on their own. And that wasn't approved.
I asked to put my motion there. Go ahead.
Mr. Chair?
Just a moment.
Sure.
I want to make sure Adrian has had her say. Done.
Did anybody receive my motion?
Adriana?
I send it to everybody.
Adriana?
Hang on. I just want a second. I want to second that motion.
Then that's what we'll do. Is there any objection to ratifying, which is on the agenda, the election in whatever manner we manage to do that? Hearing no objection, that is passed. That is added to the agenda under item number four. Get back to the agenda. I've only got one screen here, guys. So, item number four, ratify the email election to fill the delegate LSB vacancies. Adriana wants to, she has a procedure she's devised to do this. So, Adriana, would you like to motivate your motion?
Mr. Chair, have we been all the way through the agenda?
And I asked for its approval. And as amended, and I did not hear any
objections. We can do it again. Is there any objection to the agenda as amended? Going once, going twice, hearing none, the agenda is passed as amended. Item number four, ratify the email election to fill the delegate LSB vacancies. This is apparently going to take more than 3 minutes allotted, but Adriana, would you like to motivate your motion?
Yes. The motion is the same motion that we tried to pass before, the same language, but because the motion wasn't approved at the KPST Delegates Assembly of September 11, 2024, the 22 recognized KPST delegate with a standing to vote in September 11, 2024, approved the motion today, October 9, 2024. That is the entire motion, and that if everybody, I send the email, all the members have the email, right? That is the motion. Susan second, I believe.
She seconded adding it to the agenda. Is there a second to the motion?
So may I ask a question of the motion maker, and I apologize, Adriana, I read it quickly. Does it just codify what we essentially are doing, or does it make a change?
No. I believe that the only thing that does is just we didn't approve it. We were all in agreement, but we didn't approve it. And the only option that the tellers have an option to conduct an election is if we send that like a motion approved. We didn't do it. We did the election. We all agreed. That's why I think that with this, we will approve it today. The election is still there. We have the results. We can ratify the results. I believe it's just an idea to make it and have the approval that we didn't have before. That's it. It's nothing
else.
Can
we do that now?
Yes.
So then I do, this is a belt and suspenders. I do second your motion.
Okay. Is there any objection? Hearing none, then I ask unanimous consent of the LSB to ratify the elections of Rajat Chopra and Glenn Etienne.
As so moved.
Is there any objection? Then that election is ratified. And they are our new members. Announcements.
Welcome. Welcome.
Announcements by the chair. I don't have any announcements regarding vacancies, non-disclosure agreements. We have received several. I don't know that I've been copied on all of those, but I've saved all four or five that I have received, most recently Lyndon Foley's. If you wish to, if you're a member of the MSRC and want to attend closed session, executive session, if you wish to attend any executive session of the LSB or any committee, you need to get those NDAs in. Adriana, you have your hand up.
Yes, sir. Just a request. Normally, it's customary for us when a new member is part of the board, can we give that member at least a minute to present himself to the public and to the board? Thank you.
Rajat, would you like to say anything to the board? I know you addressed us back when you were running just a couple of weeks ago, but anything new happening in your life since then? And I guess you know, I don't see him. I think he's gone.
He's on. He's on a phone.
Okay. Well, there he is. Hearing none, then Minutes approval. I didn't see the minutes, but that doesn't mean that they weren't disseminated. Do we have the minutes for August 14th? Has everybody else received them?
No.
No?
No.
Then I guess we should cast and take that up at a later time.
On to the next meeting?
Yes.
No, November 13th.
Yes. Staff recognition. We've allotted 5 minutes. Does anyone wish to take any special note?
Teresa Allen, back.
Yes, Teresa.
I want to thank Robin Lewis. And I want to thank Rajat, I believe in Green, were on the development and outreach meeting last week. And Robin Lewis.
We can't hear you.
Well, it's not me. I'm making the noise. Anyway, Robin, I probably Green. So we could participate in karaoke. And if there's anyone on this call, on the board, who would like to help with karaoke, would you please contact me? And we will decide who does karaoke. I think sometime last year we passed out candy. We did karaoke, and we also had face painting. So if you would like participate on this, please see me. Thank you.
Okay. I thought we were doing staff recognition.
Well, I want to thank Robin for setting it all up. She has a call in to me to get everything on the same page and start giving out assignments. Thank you very much to Robin who puts it with
Robert,
this.
Robert Gardner, I keep muting you, not to be rude, but because there's a lot of noise coming from your location.
Yeah, there's been a baby crying. I would like to say something.
Do you have,
in the middle I of? Guess I could look for that hand, but I had a lot of trouble with that before.
Do you wish to recognize anybody on the staff?
Yeah, Michael Woodson. I'm blown away by the outstanding job I think he's doing with the talk show in the morning.
Okay. All right. If there no one else, then I guess we can move on to the IGM's report. I do know that I saw that come around. Sandy?
Thank you, Mac. And I'd like to thank everybody on staff. We're scrambling right now getting ready for our next fund drive. So it's a busy time again. And going to be even busier. I sent my report around, and I've just got a few bulleted items I'm going to read off, and then I'll take your questions. First off, we continue to operate within the guidelines of our budget, paying all of our bills, leaving no trail of debt behind each month in terms of non-payments. So that's good stuff. We hope to continue that string moving forward. Our next fund drive, as I mentioned, starts on Thursday the 17th, starts a week from tomorrow, the 17th, correct, and runs through November 5th, election night. We'll be shutting that down and switching to Pacifica National election coverage, which will include hosts from Washington, LA, and Egberto from Houston. So, took a little bit of campaigning and negotiating, but we got him in there finally on a national broadcast. So hopefully we'll be able to make more inroads as we continue to influence the Pacifica environment with our own local flavor. Latest Nielsen ratings. I told you last month that we hit a 0.6. We did it again 2 months in a row. But wait, we also got a 0.1 for HD2. That was the first time we've seen that register. HD3 is up and running. It's an FM only. It's not streaming. It won't be streaming because of royalties. But the FM broadcasts are covered. Right now, that's a 24-hour country classic channel. Howard will be at Main Street Crossing along with Stewart tomorrow night early before the Mo Bandy performance to interview Mo Bandy and do live from that location on HD3. So for those of you with HD radios, check out those alternative channels. I think we're going to see more growth in those as we move forward, which is really important. So let's go back to those Nielsen for a minute. 0.6 on one channel is additive with 0.1 on another. That gives us a 0.7 and a cum over 100,000. So the cum on the HD3 was a skinny 12,700. So we can add that in. We have a bigger footprint as a result. Speaking of remotes, we did two remotes this last month. Blues and Hi-Fi on a Sunday night from Under the Volcano. That was on September 22nd. And from Christian's Tailgate on September 26th. And again, thanks to Marlo, to Stuart, to Howard, to our remote team, Ronnie and Tom, and of course, Clint Broussard for getting us out there in the community and creating, again, a slightly enlarged footprint over where we've been. This is all part of the plan. Thanks to Bill Crozier for repairing some UPS units at the transmitter. These are essential pieces of equipment during power outages and help save computer lives as well with power fluctuations. So thanks, Bill, for doing that and all the other good stuff you've been doing. We're still recording KPFT sessions. It's now on the air, Fridays at noon. These are our interns, and Maceo, who's a videographer, has his own little thing going, but at KPFT, he's doing these studio sessions and interviewing local artists. They just did one today. They were filming when I walked upstairs. The door was shut, but clearly somebody was playing the acoustic guitar and singing loudly. So they're continuing to work. Good stuff. Good stuff. Thanks to Debbie and to Arlo and all the other people that have been doing some work around the building. Speaking of building, I told you last month we had some repairs due to the hurricane and the air conditioner, which was out of service. Both have been remedied. We also did an additional rodent exclusion this month. So that was an additional $1,200, but we cannot have mice chewing wires in a radio studio. It cannot happen. So it's money well spent. Our membership dipped a little bit at 2422. However, keep in mind, we're going into the month of October. And what happens in October is fund drive. So all those people that paid for 12 months fell off. And when they renew in October again, the timing's kind of funky, they come right back. So it's this sawtooth you get with every fund drive, especially major fund drives. I suspect we'll be somewhere north of 28 or 29 by the time October is over, or our fall drive is over. By the way, it's called The Need to Feast. Our blues cruise was a big success, so much so. We're offering another cruise on December 7th. Tom Richards has suggested we serve kamikazes. I think it's a good idea. So we'll look into it, but we're going to do that again this fun drive, along with a fajita dinner at Cadillac Bar and Grill. And that is scheduled for December. I don't have the date. That is scheduled for November, mid-November. And we're also doing a brunch at Under the Volcano, a musical brunch in January. So those three events will be offered as part of our Need to Feast fund drive, which kicks off again on the 17th. Goal is $175,000, and the funding window is open for those of you wanting to help us with that goal immediately. We've initiated our advertising campaign in Chronicle.com and Cron.com. I saw an update to some more ads that we'll be running this week. We'll be pushing our fund drive and shows on that platform. It's a 6-month campaign. We will be getting feedback from the Cron and the person they decide to us as we go down the road. And I'll keep you apprised of what's going on. I think we've got a great product. We've got to get the word. This may be one avenue that we're exploring. It's reasonably priced. We now have 24,233 followers within the report. There are some other statistics. Hats off to Elise Bench. She's driving this. She's dedicated to the proposition, and it's working. We've really made big, big strides since she came on board. Available cash, $181,724 as of the 7th of October, with all major bills for the month of October paid. Monthly sustainer income stands at $22,665. Again, there's a sawtooth effect with October. It was over 23 last month. And by the time we get done with the October fund, I'm hopeful that we'll be somewhere around 24.5. That's what we're projecting. One other note, fiscal 24 brought in $748,212 compared to $673,031 in 23. So we raised about $70,000 more in fiscal 24 than 23. Things are going in the right direction, folks. I'll take your questions.
We've had a couple hands up, I think three. Susan, you had your hand up for a while.
Yeah, sorry. Yes. Some of these may really be sort of should have fit under staff recognition. I'm so delighted about HD 2 and 3. I switch back and forth all the time, and I particularly love HD 2. I just love the Latin music. The remotes, congratulations to all those who are making those remotes happen. The programmers, Howard, everybody who's making that happen. And I think Elise Bench just does so many things well. I mean, I love the news. I think she did a very good job with the forum. I understand that others helped with that. Marlo, Howard, I think that Cheryl did. I think she handled that really well. So congratulations to her as well.
Also, don't forget Marlo when we talk about scheduling. She just filed yet another FCC report. So the quarterly report's been done. I want to tell you folks, everybody on that staff has critical things that need to get done or we're not there. It's that simple. And they're doing them. They're doing them without a lot of oversight. They're just doing their job. So we owe them all a big thank you. I mean, these are volunteer positions largely, and they will consume you.
Stuart, you had your hand up. And then Debbie and then Tori.
I was just going to say, Sandy, the fajita dinner at the Cadillac, you said was on Wednesday, November 13th.
Thank you, Stuart. I didn't have the date in front of me.
Yeah. Wednesday, November 13th at the Cadillac Bar.
That's we've rented a room for up to 200 people. So,
which I would note is the date of our next LSB meeting.
Well, have it there.
Debbie?
Yeah. Do you know if we have the anonymous donor for this fund drive?
We do have the anonymous donor for this fund drive, so all sustaining memberships will be matched with a $50 bill.
Okay. Now,
remaining the good graces of somebody.
Okay. All the other ones, there's been some of us LSB members that did the dollar, you know, mm-hmm. Is there a set amount this year? I mean, for this drive?
On this particular drive, our target will be 150 sustainers. Okay.
Could do a dollar up to $150 donation.
Yeah, you all have Robin at KPFT.
Oh, I know. Well, I'm saying all of us board members, we had 8 of them the very first time we got to do this. Let's all get on board, because if they announce that we've got an anonymous and then we've got board member, the LSB is doing a dollar for sustainers, I think it just gives them a thought that, our LSB is behind this too.
Yeah.
I challenge y'all to do the dollar. I've done it both times and I don't regret it, because, you know, it just, because I hear them announce it on the radio, and that's what I think. I think, well, they're hearing that board members are doing the same thing the anonymous is to a point.
Tori, you had your hand up?
Oh, yeah. Back to staff recognition, I just remembered. Had a lot of pleasure. I think his name is Boyd Bluestein. Has a show on in the mornings, on a week, the weekday morning show that he does. He's, several weeks now he's been doing, world music, you know, a little short segment of world music. And it's not just random stuff. I mean, it's really deep cuts. And so the guy knows what he's doing. And I really appreciate that. You know, I like to see more, you know, heavy duty world music. And, but that's, you know, that's what we're getting right now. And I appreciate it. He's doing a good job of that.
All right.
Thank you, Tori. Teresa.
Yes, thank you. Teresa, you have your hand up. Teresa, you're muted.
Thank you. What are the dates of the next pledge drive?
It starts on the 17th and ends on November 5th. I don't think we'll be in drive that long, but at least to make our goal. But what we're doing, so that y'all know, there's a reason we opened the funding window October 1st, and it's exceptionally long to November 5th, but the math becomes pretty easy. We're double dipping on sustaining rollovers, and in particular, the November rollover. That's a reflection, a mirror of what we did in October 23. So the reason we can shorten fund drives is because we have sustainers.
So, okay. So I just want to know, so you're going to start the pledge drive on October 17th.
On air. On air. The drive, on air. We started the window on October 1st.
Okay. Okay, so, and you're going to promote sales of the Cadillac dinner, which happens.
We don't promote. We're non-commercial.
I understand. Well, but you're going to try to get 200 of these dinners for during the pledge drive.
Up to 200.
After the pledge drive ends. Okay.
Yes. That event is like, that's 11 days after the fund drive ends, or, you know, within 2 weeks.
All right.
Okay. So I think we're going to need to rethink, our LSB meeting. If we're not careful, we're not going to have any board members, or we're not going to have quorum for this meeting. Just a thought.
Okay. Are there any other questions? Do you have your hand up again?
Yes, for Sandy. The December the 7th cruise, that's going to be offered during the fund drive, correct?
Yeah, that's correct. I don't know if Nuri's going to host that. He was really enthusiastic about doing it again, but maybe somebody else wants a whack, you know.
Right. So we'll, how do you have a cutoff for that?
What do you mean cutoff?
Because we had 71 or 72 on there.
It's the exact same thing. Same boat, same contract, same cost. It's just a zero. It's my favorite type of planning. You already know what it is.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Well, I'm on board for that. Y'all, it was fun.
Go ahead, Sandy.
This time with enough beer. Sorry, Mac. Go ahead.
Is there a time for that Cadillac, bar and grill?
I know that it's set up. I don't have it in front of me. Okay. So sorry. Yeah.
I'm sure it'll be announced on multiple occasions. Are there any other questions of the IGM? Hearing none, let me say, we've got a good 15 minutes before our hard stop, for public comment at 8. There's no, objection. Maybe we could take the PNB, rep report, for which we've allotted 15 minutes. Is that cool? Susan?
Yeah, we should be able to cover it. So there are two of us here this evening. Two are absent. So Teresa and I both have a lot to report. I sent out the most recent executive director report to the entire LSB. She makes a written report to us. at each of our PNB meetings, and we typically have two PNB meetings a month. There is an update from that report, which is that we canceled the meeting, the PNB meeting last Thursday for Rosh Hashanah, but we needed an emergency single purpose meeting on Monday to hear the latest about the KPFK building sale. And in fact, we anticipate, and I think all the steps have been taken, for that sale to close tomorrow. Sandy, you're shaking your head.
Yeah, only just because it's in negotiation, we're supposed to watch what we're imparting here.
No, I understand. I can say this much. This has been public report out, Sandy.
Okay, thank you, Sandy.
Yeah, you got it. So, the details of what will be, what the use of proceeds of the sale will only be available later, and how much will be available for, how much will be used to retire debt. We've got two loans outstanding, and how much will be available for us to reinvest in the company will be available later. The PNB will be apprised about that on our next meeting, October 17th. The Pacifica is really moving forward on a lot of collaborative programming with, as Sandy identified, with different stations around the election, and also with the affiliates. And we're also looking at making the case with the SBA that community radio is a critical platform for emergency preparedness and backing people up with emergencies. We also have a lot of things going on with the personnel committee. Teresa may wish to address that. Teresa. She is the chair of that committee. And when we get to MSRC, I'll also explain how the personnel committee's efforts on the national level are being reflected in what we're doing on the MSRC, and then also the digitization of the archives is proceeding. We're anticipating that there will be some licensing deals that will assist. There are interns who are working to catalog the archive materials, which has not been done over 30 years. The National Finance Committee has been working vigorously, and we've got budgets approved for KPFK, KPFA, KPFT. All of them are balanced budgets, though they require some pretty strong efforts in building revenues. The WBAI and WPFW are pending.
Okay.
And I'm sorry, I turn it over to Teresa. Teresa.
Yes.
Teresa, Personnel Committee.
Yes, thank you very much. Let me go back out here. Okay. We met on the 19th of September, no, the 16th of September. And we agreed that if people had any additional, questions for the evaluation of the executive director, that they would submit them by September 27th. And Darlene Pagano of KPFA, who has extensive HR experience, will be the one sending out the evaluation. We have requested on October 1st, we requested that the ED do her self-evaluation and that it be returned by October 15th. And we're sending out that self-evaluation. The evaluation will come to the committee, be provided to the committee on the 16th. And then on October 16th, we will send out surveys to review to the reviewers, which would be the board and people who deal with the executive director, to be returned by October 31st. She will compile them between November 1st and the 11th. She will submit it, and the committee will discuss it on November 14th. They will review the results and produce a report and recommendations to the Pacifica National Board by the meeting following, the PNB meeting following November 14th, which I think is November 21st. So we do have a process for the Pacifica National Board to evaluate the executive director. We've already asked for her self-evaluation. So that's what we're doing. We have also, the Pacifica Personnel Committee has also offered to LSBs a template for self-evaluation of LSBs if they wish. And Susan, have we sent out templates for LSBs to evaluate general managers also?
So, let me mention that. One of the things we'll discuss in the MSRC, the personnel committee looked at the GM evaluation procedures at different stations, came up with a couple of relatively simple templates. One of them has to do with basically metrics. And I've reviewed them with some of the GMs, especially Sandy, about whether those seem to be the most relevant metrics for what is the overall health and accomplishment, what are the trends for the station. Sandy bringing up the Arbitrons is an example, membership, sustainers, all that sort of thing. We also have discussed a framework for LSBs to evaluate themselves. Most boards have standards that they challenge themselves with. And so we're looking to implement that as well. And we're also aware that there are IGMs at all five stations. There's a GM search underway at WPFW. The other four, including us, are looking at search processes. So that's another thing that the personnel committee is kind of giving advice to the local station personnel efforts, and we intend to be kind of incorporating those with our MSRC.
Okay. Anything else?
Is that not a...
Any questions? Are there any questions? Hearing none. And we still have a good 8 minutes. So let's use that time wisely, and we can get at least one LSB committee report. First on the list is development and outreach. Teresa?
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
May I ask that we take up management selection review, because it just dovetails nicely into what we talked about in personnel? Anybody object?
I was looking for volunteers, and yes, please.
Great. Okay. So the Management Selection and Review Committee, I sent out an email to everybody about it. In our policy procedures, it is identified as a fiduciary committee. What that means is that the only people who can serve on it are local station board members. Basically, the committee is closed to members of the public. When we have executive sessions, only those LSB members with signed NDAs can participate. Teresa, who is the secretary, a number of people on, in the meeting tonight have already provided them. Teresa will be following up with everybody who has not. I think Robert is sending his to me. I appreciate that. We have scheduled two meetings upcoming. One, both of them on Wednesdays at 7 o'clock by Zoom, in which a portion may be in closed session and a portion not. And those are October 16th and October
23rd. The 16th and the 20th. I'm sorry. I thought that was the 16th and the 30th.
It is. By the way, I don't do time. Okay, I have time dyslexia. I'm almost always wrong. So thank you very much, Teresa. So we will be taking up the matters that I mentioned, basically flowing from the national committee, at these two meetings. If we're going to be performing, self-evaluations for the LSB and IGM evaluation, those need to happen when the current LSB is seated. The timing for GM search will be in part in keeping with what's happening on the national level, because there's an idea about posting with national publications.
I've got a quick question. Do the LSB do the NDAs? I'm not familiar with that, being the newbie on here. I'm not familiar with NDAs.
Okay, there's the non-disclosure. Some people will tell you that the fiduciary responsibility of board members is such that these should not be needed. What they really are is a reminder and an explanation and kind of an education tool that you sign your name to it. And so we can check that off as we have got rigorous procedures pertaining to our boards. There is an NDA required for all of us serving on the national board. The national board also asks that, the local station boards, sign NDAs, and, in no small part because the station boards have the responsibility under the bylaws to evaluate the GM once a year, mm-hmm. and the PD if we were to have one, and to be the entity that generates candidates through a search for GMs and PDs.
Okay, because I think I filled one out.
You do. You've got one.
Okay.
Thank you.
I didn't know if it went through or not.
Okay.
Susan?
Any other?
I have a question for Susan.
Go ahead, Teresa.
Susan, did you send out the NDAs out to our two newest members of our board?
Not yet. I alerted them to the MSRC, invited them to participate. I will forward those to them.
Okay. And, we probably need to, someone, maybe the secretary needs to send an email to them and ask them if they want to join the local committees, which would be MSRC, finance, and development, and outreach, and also COI. So, Rajat, feel free to call me if you want to ask any questions about any of those committees.
Yeah, I will. I did see an email talking about those committees, mm-hmm. and it mentioned the NDAs, but there's nothing attached here as an NDA mm-hmm. to fill out. But there is talk about it and talk about those committees in this email.
They'll send it to you. She'll send it to
okay.
you.
Okay.
Okay. All right. We have another minute or two before 8 o'clock. Not enough time to take up anything new. So if you have a question, Teresa or Susan, speak up.
Well, I'll give my development and outreach committee.
I'll tell you what,
right after public comment.
Okay. All right. we have another minute or so. So let me go ahead and introduce our public comment session. And that way, we should be able to begin that right on the mark. Our public comment session is an opportunity for members of the public to address the LSB. We've been doing this in increments of 5 minutes in order that everyone who wishes to address the LSB may have that opportunity. The way we've been doing it, should there be no next unique speaker who wishes to address the LSB, then a previous speaker may have another opportunity to address the body subject to that same time limit. No LSB member may respond to or interact with the speaker. This is the public's opportunity to address us, Hang on. I'm out in the desert and I don't have the most stable, signal. So, okay, but by the same token, our goal in conducting these, meetings, and the public comment session is to be civil and remain civil. Calling people by name or without identifying an individual by name, but nonetheless making remarks that are defamatory or insulting in nature, will not be tolerated. Insults are inappropriate and will not be tolerated. This is the wrong place for that.
My Facebook page.
For that if you want. Yeah. A single instance of the described conduct will be met with a warning to desist. Since I've been doing this, we've only ever done that once. Continuation of such conduct will result in the removal of the speaker from meeting. And with that, it is 8:00. So, is there any member of the public on the call? I only see, two callers who I don't recognize to be members. Would either of you like to address the LSB? If you can't raise your hand, you just speak up. I see Bill Crozer.
Hi.
Go ahead, Bill.
Yeah, thanks. Well, first, thanks to all of you, as usual, too, for the work you're doing for KPFT. You know, I was on the LSB for quite a few years. I know what it's like. So, and also want to welcome Rajat. And I was going to welcome our other new board member too, but, since he's not there, I just want to especially thank Rajat for stepping in to fill a vacancy and appreciate that. And I guess he'll be filling in or, his term will end in, I believe it's December of 2026, along with the other people who were elected in, last year, during the General Pacific elections. I'm anxious, as I'm sure everybody is, to see who wins in the big public, LSB elections that ended about a week ago. So, we'll be welcoming new people, I guess this December also. You know, I was going to encourage, even though I knew it's good that we have our donations are up some, our sustainers are up some, and the Nielsen or Arbitron ratings are up. That's good. Still lower than they need to be. And of course, they've been low for a long time. So any improvement is great. And I really appreciate all the programmers have been working to create successful programs that people will want to listen to as well as support. Excuse me, but I'd still like to see the membership increase. And you know, one thing again that all of you can do in addition to what you're always doing for KPFT is to tell your friends and neighbors about your favorite shows. I think that's one of the most effective ways of getting people to discover new programs, or just ask them, what would you like to hear on the radio that you don't get to hear anywhere else? I mean, a lot of people never even think about what not to be on the radio other than, you know, top 40 type stuff or whatever they listen to. And, just suggest a few things, you know, whether it's music they don't get to hear other places, talk shows, live call-in shows, public affairs, even some science stuff, environmental type programming, and you find out what they're interested in and, you know, have a program schedule with you or have it memorized so you know, how to tell them where to find it. And, of course, tell people where to find the program schedule in general for both our analog HD1 and HD2. And I think we also need to encourage all of our favorite programmers, that includes all of you, tell your favorite programmers to please record one or two promos for their own show that can be played at other times. And that includes the HD2 programmers. Of course, some of those shows come from other stations, but we do need to get promos recorded so you could help record those, even if it's not your own show. To let people know the great variety of programs we have that will help with membership. It'll help with listenership. It'll help the Nielsen ratings, all that stuff. And it doesn't cost anything. And get with Howard if you need help, but, just want to encourage that. It's important for our mission. It's important for our finances and help keep the fund drive shorter, as Annie's been talking about. So thanks everyone. I'm done.
Thank you.
Thank you, Bill. Nancy, you have your hand up? Nancy, we can see your hand. But you're muted.
Oh, now I was muted. Sorry. Can you hear me?
Yep.
Okay. I wish to say that it just seems like we're still not enough membership. We've got to do more outreach because 2,422, even if you add a presumptive 400 more, it's still 2,800. So we're getting new people, but we're not keeping them. We're still in this kind of old situation. It's been a history at this station for a long time. I think since I joined, we were getting new at each fund drive, but we were not keeping old ones. So we got to do something. I think we better do like all the other medias like Democracy Now and go visual. And that will bring in youth, much more youth than we have now in the station, because they're not interested in radio. They're interested in visual. Even in the communications department at the universities, they're not interested in radio. But radio is important. It's a very important mode. It's the mode of the mass. The people who do not have money for devices, or people who are working and they want to be listening to something while they're using their hands. So we should hurry up and start getting videographers, classes for our programmers. I mean, a lot of our programmers are already making videos on their own, and pretty soon some of them may make their own YouTube channels, like that's happened at KPFA. Mitch Jezerich, he has a whole lot more viewers on his on YouTube than he does at connecting to KPFA. I mean, way more. This is old news. This was reported when I was on the programming committee in 2020, I believe, 2021. Anyway, we need the visual, and the youth will come with it because they're connected. And I want to remind that with camera, with visual, we can go into the rallies and cover the rallies. I mean, they would have to learn how to do without showing the face of people, like you show their midsections or you show the sides or backs, but you don't show the protesters' faces. And then there we bring our listeners who have Wi-Fi can go online and see these things that they cannot get in the car and go to, or their house they only can stay in their house. They can't drive, or they can't, or their health is not good enough, because we have a lot of elderly listeners predominantly. The other thing is the Pacifica in the Streets motion that the PMB of 2021 passed, where the, I want to remind, keep reminding people, because things that get passed, if they don't get acted upon right away, they get forgotten. And this was where the managers of all the five stations organize a breaking news team that goes in the streets, and they're trained and organized, and they have a chance to call in and give a 1 minute or 2 minute spontaneous update, a breaking news team. It's called Pacifica in the Streets. It has not started yet at any of the five stations, but we're in a better position to do this than the other stations. And Keystone is just bubbling. I mean, we are going to be able to lead the network. I mean, we are growing Houston, Texas. We have more diversity in Texas than any other state. I mean, and we're growing too. Can you imagine? More than New York, more than California. The other thing I'd like to say is that, so let's hurry up and start visual and get our breaking news and start doing visual and get a YouTube channel, or if not, another channel. I don't know what. I don't know the technique, but we need to do this. Okay. I'd like to have a little time about the programming committee. We do need it, because we can do so much work and research. Like the Audio Port has lots of shows from over 200 stations, the affiliate stations, and then the five Pacifica stations. That programming is downloadable.
Nancy, yes? That's 5 minutes. You may have another opportunity to, but first let's see. Is there any other member of the public who would like to address the LSB? Hearing none, I know you have more to share with us, Nancy. So please, you have another 5 minutes.
Yes. On HD2, we have thank you for removing Thomas Jefferson. That's a good show, but it stopped, you know, and I can't even get any communication from them at all. And I'm glad you removed it, because it was the same episode for over a year. I mean, the Christmas clothes the lady was wearing and commenting on. And it was weird just for me to hear it every week for over 1 year. So thank you for removing Thomas Jefferson. We have two other shows that are really doing the same episode. The Radio Shortwave is still talking about Queen Elizabeth died last Thursday. That show needs to be taken off. And then there are plenty of other good shows. So we need to go search into the Audio Port and pick some other shows. Many, many shows are downloaded on Audio Port. The programmers who have an AudioPort account, they can go and grab it, and they can put their show on it. So it's welcome to 200 stations to use it, to use our programming, or we use their programming. That's what AudioPort is. Please, management, remind our programmers about AudioPort. Some of them may not know, and that's a good tool. And then we can pick a lot of shows from there. There's another show that's been playing the same episode over and over, Mini Geology with Daniel. That's the same. It's interesting episode, but, you know, hearing it the same time, then I just turn it off and I go to KTRH and listen to, you know, what's over there, which is usually just finance shows on Sunday. The other thing I'd like to say is, you know, when it's music, it's mostly music. We have a lot of music on our HD1. Then I go to HD2, and then you have also a lot of music. So when it's music or music, I have no public affairs choice. So if we were to put, instead of repeating our music shows and then on the HD2, At the same time, there's a music show on the HD1. You don't give anybody choice. They have to take a music show. So let's give more variety. Then it's going to be interesting, even more so. Not a lot, but sometimes when I go and I do rallies or events, people say, well, y'all just turn to music, and I stop listening. And so I said, oh, we have a lot of public affairs, and why don't you go to HD2 channel? And they said, what's that? I said, well, it's an online channel, and all day Sunday from morning till night is public affairs. I said, I think you will like it. And Ralph Nader, radio hours at 9 a.m., I think you will like that. That's one of my favorite shows. So people are surprised because they don't know the existence of it. So we need to do more promotion. And believe me, public affairs does not bring in as much donations as music, because most people just want entertainment. But there are people out there that do want public affairs, and they're not happy with so much music. On the weekends, people who work, they want to be able to hear something they like. And some of those people want to hear public affairs. So Saturday, it's music on both channels. There's no public affairs at all, period. So there's no talk show. This is where people who go to work, they don't have the chance, or they don't have the they have to get up at 6 a.m. to do a call-in talk show, or 8 a.m., but they're probably at work by that time. So it would be nice thinking about having a Saturday talk show. The other thing I want to say is that we did vote. This LSB did vote to have the town hall on the air. So we connect the whole community, not just the people who can get up and go to an in-person place, because it's very few. Very few show up to an in-person town hall. It's always been like that. But if you just keep it only restricted to Zoom or in person, then you're not going to have very many people. And we want to have all our listeners to be able to opine and say what they want, you know, or say whatever their concern, what do they want to hear more about, or whether they don't want to hear what about. You know, just let's please have the town hall meeting, as this LSB did vote for, and there was no, I don't remember any big objection. I mean, it was passed unanimously at KPFK.
Thank you. I'm looking for you. I can't find you. There you are. I know you have more to say, but is there any other person who'd like to address the LSB? Then you've got another 15 minutes. Well, unless somebody else wants to go. Go ahead, Nancy.
Okay. Yeah.
Is this public comment? Excuse me. This is Akua. Hello to everyone, but I'm not clear what you're saying here. Is this public comment time?
Yes, and it has been. Would you like to address the LSB?
Absolutely. I did not hear anyone say we're taking a stack, or maybe your process is different or your language is different, but I've been listening for someone to say, you know, yep, we have a stack for public comment.
Have,
I did not
hear. You have 5 minutes. Go ahead. You have 5 minutes.
Well, I'll let Nancy wrap up. I don't want to just be rude and cut her off. I just wasn't certain that this was public comment time. I was asking for clarity. But Nancy, I will go when you're done.
You're up, Nancy. Go on.
Nancy, are you about to wrap up? I didn't want to cut you off, but this is Akua. I would like to say a few things when you're done.
Apparently, it's your turn, Akua.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, good evening to everyone. I've not attended meetings in a little while. However, I'm here tonight. And I wanted to comment about, I heard Bill make some comments about programming. And I just can't help but share a little institutional history here. We did have great programs. I do want to remind Bill, there were 20 black and brown shows that were taken off the air during COVID. Some of those shows were struggling to raise money, as most shows did throughout the network. And they were, you know, just abruptly taking off the air without giving them the opportunity to improve. That left a huge hole in our programming, and it left a lot of people in the community feeling disconnected from the stations because they no longer could listen to the programs that they enjoyed. And some of those people have moved on to their own podcasts. They've moved on to YouTube and other digital platforms. And many of them were younger programmers, the people we say that we're trying to connect. So if we're going to be on this call and talk about how we can improve programming, then we need to make space to deal with the young people who come to KPFT to share their talents and give them the opportunity to build that their shows and to build their audiences just like everyone else. I mean, there was a time during COVID when as I stated, I don't mean to be redundant, when the entire network, no, radio stations around the country, even commercial stations, I'm not sure if you guys have been following what happened to some of the top commercial stations, many of them had to file bankruptcy because they did so poorly with advertising dollars and raising funds for commercial operations. So the fact that public radio suffered, it's no miracle, you know, it's no surprise. But one station that did do well during the pandemic was our neighbor station, KUHF, because they quickly shifted their programming to deal with social justice issues during the pandemic after the George Floyd incident. And their programming rotated heavily around not just that one story, but community voices around COVID and so forth throughout the country. And they did well in fundraising, which is how we gave, we ended up creating COVID Race and Democracy, which is a national radio show that I not only co-founded, but that I produce. And it's sad to me that that show is not on the air at KPFT, where it's on the air in New York and in LA and DC and several affiliate stations. But my own home station doesn't air that show on the FM channel, and it once aired during the morning at several slots in the afternoon and so forth. But it doesn't matter. It was one of the new shows only after Amy Goodman, because Pacifica has not given birth to any new national programs in years. So COVID Race and Democracy was celebrated as something fresh, something new. We had affiliate participation and still do from around the network. And apart from that, now that COVID has waned, the show is now called Capitalism, Race, and Democracy. And you guys should take a listen if you can. We have our own website, but still we air at many of our affiliate stations and the station in New York, DC, California, and the HD channel here, but not the FM channel, which I think is a huge mistake. So anyway, I just wanted to reiterate how important it is to keep the voices of our younger programmers intact and to reach out to them, especially some of those people who are doing great work. Many of them have their own podcasts, and they may still consider to bring their thousands, I reiterate, thousands of listeners back to KPFT with them because they love Pacifica and they love the station. But I think it was a huge mistake for one person to use their power, not authority, but their power to take 20 shows off during COVID, most of them young black and brown programming and then to be on the
Akua,
phone tonight.
Excuse me, Akua?
Yeah.
That's 5 minutes. I just.
Hey, I'll have to, but thank you. Good night.
Good night. If there's anyone else who would like to address the LSB, we have another 5 minutes or so. So, Akua, if no one else wants to use that time, you are welcome to go again.
Oh, great. And I did hear Sandy mention that Egberto was going to be on the national election call. I'm not a big person in self-promoting, but I'll do that tonight. I will also be participating in the national election as well with a group of Pacifica affiliate stations. And we are programming throughout the network, not just on that one night, but from now to Election Day and past Election Day. And I would like to encourage our station to look at the fact that production is very important, and it's not just about opening the airways and talking, because, again, because of technology, we use voices from around the country to help participate and to expand what we're talking about. I've learned so much just working with the affiliate stations throughout the network and connecting with producers like John, engineers like John Miller, and folks who have helped train me and elevate my game, as the young people say, being on these national platforms. So it's been a great experience getting involved in national programming. I've found that over the years, KPFT has not been looked at as a serious station as far as news and information. And it was one of my goals to make sure that news from Houston, for instance, Gloria Rubeck deals with prison show and prison issues, that those stories get told. Jacqueline Baptiste with her show dealing with Native American issues, environmental shows. So there are just so many great programs and programmers in Houston that have not been given the opportunity to have their voice and their guests on a national platform. So we've worked diligently to make sure that Houston is represented in the realm of the national Pacifica community. So that's that. And then I heard, Sandy, I heard your report early. I didn't hear all of it, but I think that to pivot to some of the fundraisers that we're having is a good strategy. KPFT used to have a lot of community events and fundraisers when I started, and it seems as though we're having to navigate back to a space where we were able to touch people. And I think when we personalize what we do, people become involved more. And one of the festivals that I really miss doing and programming and hosting is the Houston International Festival. I think when we lost that festival, the city of Houston, it really impacted the listenership at KPFT. It was one of the biggest festivals in all of Texas, and for KPFT to host several stages, myself and Lori, I'm not sure who else, would host various stages, and we were media sponsors of that event. It really gave us a lot of connection with festival attendees. And again, by it being the biggest festival, and this is before South by Southwest. I mean, South by Southwest was happening. And by the way, one of the people who helped produce South by Southwest is from KPFT. He doesn't live in Houston anymore. I can't think of his name, but he used to be on the air with Zen many, many years ago. So we have opportunities and avenues to improve our programming, but we've got to stop resisting people of color, and we've got to stop resisting young voices that we may not like what they talk about or the things that they, kind of music that they play, as long as it doesn't have profanity or so forth. But I think the resistance is what KPFT is known for, that we want to keep a certain type of music. if it's not Sounds of Texas, or if it's not even, you know, real country, if it's not a certain kind of music, that KPFT has been resistant to change. And that is a part of our reputation in the streets that we need to change, especially since we are in an urban environment like Houston. When you look at the demographics, our programming needs to reflect that. That's it. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. We have 2 minutes. Nancy, you have your hand up. Would you like to avail yourselves of these last 2 minutes? Run out of time. Down to 1 minute. Okay. Returning to our agenda, we were going to pick up with the, thank you. We were going to pick up.
I want to use my 1 minute. I was talking to myself.
Nancy, please.
8:29.
You've got 45 seconds. Go on.
Yes. Well, I'm sorry. I was muted myself. See, like Houston International Festival, this is the place to do an international anything. Houston. I mean, we've got the diversity here. We could do something like this. We could even do a talent show. We could do so many things. We need a programming committee. Please, please. I mean, not have these, you know.
And it is 8:30, time certain. Thank you very much. That's a great idea, Nancy. Great idea. So as I was saying, we can pick up where we left off with the LSB committee reports. And I think Teresa was ready to go forward with development and outreach. Just unmute.
Okay. First of all, I want to tell you that I attended the Grassroots Radio Conference. It was held in New Orleans, and it was hosted by WHIV. Yes, the call letters of that station are intentional. The station was started by Dr. Mark Allen Derry, who is an infectious disease doctor and international relief organizer. Yeah, I think he was doing some relief work in Africa and came back and said, we have to start a radio station. And I guess it just confirmed my belief that we should provide relevant information to our community. They gave a spectacular conference. Tom Hartman was there. He was one of the keynote speakers. The mayor was there. A woman named Monica Pierre, who had been on NPR for a while. Wade Ratke of Acorn and KABF. Alex Lawson of We Act Radio. Sam Cedar of the Majority Report. Chris Rose, who is a New York Times bestselling author, and also, I guess, very, very well known for his coverage of pop culture, traditions, lifestyles of New Orleans and Louisiana. A guy named Wajahat Ali, superb speaker, just superb. Norman Robinson, former CBS News White House correspondent, and on and on. I especially appreciated the presentation by Lisa Loving of KABU. She talked about election coverage, and it was very, very interesting. Love to talk to somebody just to cover some of the suggestions of what they did that I thought sounded really interesting. They gave kind of little reports throughout the day of how much some of the candidates had spent on their campaigning, for example. Anyway, very, very interesting. So on to fundraising and outreach. Debbie Smith was looking for some people who might like to help with tabling at First Thursdays in the Park in Conroe and other events such as the Cajun Catfish Festival, which is October 11 through 13, 6 p.m. to midnight on Friday, for example. So if there's anyone that would like to pass out literature at the in the Conroe area, this is something that Larry Winters at times was a host for some of the stages there. Also coming up, we have Giving Tuesday, which is the Tuesday following, Thanksgiving. If anyone has any ideas, I believe Giving Tuesday would be December 3rd this year. If you have any ideas for our station, what might motivate more people to give to the station, or how we can feature telling the public about some of our amazing volunteers throughout the years, I'm open to those suggestions. Trying to think of anything else. Debbie, can you think of anything else that we talked about in our meeting, or Glenn? I see Glenn on the phone. Glenn, do you want to, was there anything we talked about at the meeting that caught your attention?
Well, not that, I can recall just off the top of my head right now. And of course I was just joined. We're in the training season here for, elections, and, I'm very busy right now, but, just off the top of my head, I can't recall some of the things that we talked about.
Okay. Well, let me just say, one thing. I did attend two sessions on giving and raising money. And one of the comments that was given was it's not, we kind of approach our solicitations of money as it's not an obligation, it's an opportunity to help a thriving station be even better. Somebody talked about Give for Good in Louisville. They talked about FEMA grants. One station, for example, all programmers were requested to be paid members and give at least $97.1. or to volunteer. Just a lot of great ideas in the keynote speeches and also in the sessions. Someone also in the development and outreach talked about some sort of picnic in the park. And I don't mean to distract all from our fundraising events, but it would be nice if we could, if had an idea of where we could go to possibly have just a social event that does not involve fundraising. We are open to those ideas. Okay. Thank you all. Oh, Debbie, did you want to say something? You need to unmute, Debbie. Unmute. Oh.
She's frozen.
While she, okay, before she speaks.
Okay, I got it back. Brenda's not here to help me.
Karaoke is Friday, October 25th. So if there are any board members that are free on that day and you would like to go to Discovery Green to our tent and help with karaoke and face painting, please contact me. Thank you. Go ahead, Debbie.
Yes, I didn't get to go to First Thursday in the Park, which is done. It'll start back up in April because my husband decided to fall and lay his arm all the way open to where we had to do the ER thing. So I didn't get to go, but I was talking to Debbie Glenn, and we cannot put a table up at the event, right? It's in downtown Conroe there, unless we're a vendor. But Debbie owns the Red Brick Tavern, which Larry was, Larry and Debbie, and Larry's office was just right there, close to her. But she has given me permission to during First Thursday in the Park, they also have something going on too, along with, they're kind of tied in together, but she's given me permission to pass out, be in there, do whatever I need to do for KPFT. She always has a live band there also. She said she will definitely promote it if I'm there or anybody is there from KPFT. Right across the street from Debbie is the corner pub, and they've got tables and things outside. So she said, yeah, I could just walk that whole street, and it's only like a block away from the event. So there's people everywhere, and I can also walk around and pass this stuff out. The KPFT bumper stickers, the little cards that have the little QR code on them. I can do that and not have to be a vendor. I can just walk it around and pass. So that's my opportunity for April. I think it's April to October. So next year I'm on board with that for sure. Now the Cajun Catfish is this weekend, the 11th to, it's Friday, Saturday and Sunday. Now there again, I'd have to be a vendor to have a table, but I can walk around with a clipboard. I can walk around with my little cards, my little bumper stickers. I can do that through the whole thing. And Debbie is, I think the corner pub and all of that are like right there. So, that gives us an opportunity to get out with the Cajun Catfish, because see, they have four different music stages going with music. It's a pretty big thing.
Debbie, I don't want to go into too much details, but yeah. I would like to say if anyone on this call has interest, please contact Debbie. Please contact me.
Yeah, because Debbie Glenn is working on getting me passes for everybody, anybody that needs to come in.
Thank you.
All right. Lyndon, Tori, you had a question?
Oh, just to chime in, I've mentioned this before, but it doesn't hurt to mention it again, because otherwise it'll just get swept under the bridge. Long time ago, I spoke to several public affairs programmers about doing an event, just a meet and greet, not a fundraiser, just a place where the community of listeners can come and meet the hosts of the public affairs programs. And it seems like the station is doing a pretty good job of doing meet and greets with the music DJs at local venues. But I would love to have one for just the public affairs programmers. And, no music, no bands, no DJs, spinning, a comfortable place where people can get together and talk. And
that sounds like something to take up at the next development and outreach meeting. Are you on that committee?
I've attended. Yeah. I mean, it would require, I don't have contact info for all the public affairs programmers, and, wouldn't be a part of anybody there.
That does sound like something that would be good for the development committee to do. Thanks for that. Lyndon, did the finance committee have any reason to meet?
No, we have not met. In fact, the last National Finance Committee meeting was also canceled because nobody else has their budgets ready to go. We're waiting on the third quarter financials. And although of course, everybody knows the fiscal year ended on September 30th. And as soon as the third quarter financials come out, I'll send them around.
Okay. Adriana, do you have a question?
Yes. In the national, because I didn't hear Susan or any of them talking about that, but would you have the affiliate draft budget? Did anybody receive the affiliate budget?
The what?
The affiliate.
The affiliated? No, I don't think that's gone through. Now KPFTs and I believe KPFKs have been approved. And as far as I know, that's it.
And KPFA.
Okay, right. KPFA, that's true, yes. I missed that meeting.
Okay.
Okay, is there any way that you think that we can, the foundation will receive it? Because we have so many divisions and only three of them send the
Well, the BAI has their own special problems, and as well as PFW. The affiliates are supposed to present a budget, and they did in the past. I'm sure they will, but it's just not hasn't been done timely.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And as soon as I get one, I'll contact you and let you know.
Thank you, Linda. I don't see anybody from governance. Is there anybody here to give a governance report? Going once, going twice? I guess not. Okay, guys, is there any business we've left unfinished? I don't see any hands. Nobody's speaking up. Is there any new business we need to take up before we confirm our next meeting and adjourn? Hearing none, our next meeting will be on November the 13th, 2024. Maybe I'll figure out how to conduct that meeting with figure out how to chair that meeting with a mouthful of fajitas over at the Cadillac. I'll work on that.
Have faith in you, Mac. We have faith in you.
Yeah. All right.
We're good.
Sam, you got
a hand up? And me too.
Stuart, your hand?
Yeah, I would suggest that we consider moving the next LSB meeting from November 13th. My intent is to be at the fajita thing as a representative of the board and a programmer. And otherwise, I need an excused absence. Thanks.
I have a question about that, which is, I think I read somewhere that it's a rule that our meeting is the second Wednesday of the month. So, I've set these aside so I can try to always be, present, but I guess, I don't know. Somebody, maybe one of these people with their hand up has an idea how to address that. Teresa?
There is no conflict on Wednesday the 20th unless Susan thought that a MSRC meeting would be held that day. The only other event on, incidentally, for Glenn's information and Rajat also, KPFTX gives you schedules of meetings from all the five stations and national. So I'm looking at November 20th, and the only other thing is a WPFW meeting that day. So if we wanted to move it back.
So is there a motion to move the next meeting from the 13th to the 20th? Stuart, are you making a motion? Okay, so it is moved. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Do you want to second it? Stuart, it's your conflict. You want to second the motion?
Sure. That's fine. I'll second it.
Is there any objection? Is there any discussion? Or is there any objection to moving the meeting from the 13th to the 20th of November before we... Tori, you have your hand up. Do you have an objection to that?
I have a clarifying question. Restaurant where this event is that where they have the young women with bandoleros full of shot glasses where they just come around and pour tequila in your mouth?
All right, great. Is there any objection to moving the meeting from the 13th to the 20th? Going once, going twice, then the meeting shall be. Susan.
Yeah. No. I apologize. I'm not disagreeing with that. Just before we adjourn, I wanted to recognize that Glenn Etienne is here, and right. welcome Let's... him and say a word so we have you recorded for the
He did earlier. The meeting. He did earlier.
I did say something earlier, but I want to say I'm glad to be a part of the board, glad to support it, and ready to get to work. And I've attended a committee meeting already. Teresa made sure I got busy right away. And so glad to be here. Thank you.
All right. So that it's clear, the next month's meeting is moved from the 13th to the 20th. Okay?
Thank you, sir.
So now, Susan, would you like to make a motion?
My favorite motion. I move that we adjourn.
Second.
Is there any objection?
No objection.
Hearing none. Vaya con Dios.
Thanks all.
8:49.
Go vote. And God willing, we have a different, we have a good election result by next month.
Terrified.